Hello, welcome to Paul's Turntables. Here we restore old turntables, service ones that have been in the shed for 30 years, bring them back to life. Do everything from radiograms, phonographs, to modern state-of-the-art turntables.
What got you interested in this area of vinyl?
Always been an analog freak from the early days of mixing for bands. Got spoiled with the ears having to analyse music. So from there on in, if it wasn't good, I couldn't listen to it, including all the new digital MP3s and the like, which are sores running through your ears. And analog is where the action is at. And people are starting to realise that.
So has there been a big comeback recently?
Huge comeback recently. It's always been underground, but everyone's either revisiting the vinyl because they're tired of digital fatigue, which is a real term. Your brain doesn't like it. Or they're being introduced to it now with a lot of people from their 20s and up and even earlier coming in to introduce themselves to vinyl and they want to hear it properly. Well-executed vinyl is great. Poorly executed vinyl is terrible. You buy a cheap player, there is a price point where analog sounds awful. You need a good source, so that's a good clean record, a good recording, a good player.
What's the ballpark? What sort of price should you be paying if you actually want to enjoy the sound of your old records?
For a brand new one, about $550, we start selling those. Below that, you start not enjoying your vinyl and you think, what is all the fuss about?
What's the highest price you think a reasonable person would pay for an old-fashioned record player?
A restored one, they start at about $230 and work their way up to about $10,000.
Wow, what is in a $10,000 record player that makes it worth that price?
Well, they're the ones that make you weep when you hear the music come out. You know it's there. If you comparison one of them side by side, you just go, oh my God, and you don't want to move off your chair.
Here we've got, is this a wax cylinder player?
It is indeed. That's 1912 Edison. I was tricked with this one. This belongs to the local history museum. They asked me if I would store it, knowing damn well I'd restore it. So it was in a shed for 80 years, just covered in rats, nests and everything. But that's up and playing now. It's, cosmetically challenged like myself, but it's a functioning unit. Occasionally I just give it a run. It might take a moment. Oh, that's winding up. That should do the job here.
What's the handle that you're winding there to make it work?
That's a spring mechanism. So instead of plugging your turntable in to push an electric motor, this has just got an internal full spring which slowly unwinds and spins the cylinder. There's not a whole lot of difference between this and a modern day record player at the end of the day.
How much winding do you have to do to get how many minutes of music?
You'll get 8 minutes of music off that wind, which is two cylinders worth. This is huge. But state-of-the-art in its day, yeah, from concept to completion, these guys were geniuses.
And what's this one here in the box? That's got a spring load on the side too, by the look of it.
Yep, this one's a wind-up jobby. There's no mechanical or electronic amplification. Yeah, needles, which is almost a nail, just sits on the record spinning once you've wound it up. And it's the sound's magnified by like a trumpet effect.
So the actual arm that holds the needle is kind of a trumpet that feeds into the box and the box reverberates.
Indeed. This is a customer's job. So that's complete now.
So what did you have to do to it?
This had been Frankensteined by other people. So I had to rebuild the whole thing, including putting new direction shafts so that the winder could find its way onto its keyway internally. Broken spring inside, so strip the spring unit, reset all that. Fix the tone arm, for want of a better word. Reseat the diaphragm in the head shell. There's...
Where do you get all the parts?
You don't. No, you have to manufacture.
You made them yourself or you got someone to do it for you?
No, I make most of the parts myself because they don't exist. And if they're missing off the unit, you have to imagine how it was put together in the first place and rebuild it that way. And then you go, wow, that worked.
What is the unit that you actually sit and listen to for your own joy rather than fix?
That's at home. That's called a Lynn Sondek. The aficionados know that one. That was 1984, my particular turntable. Yeah, and I couldn't afford one then, and I still can't afford, because they're still making them today, and the nice one's about $50,000. So, yes, I run a 1984 one that's been set up within an inch of its life. And then I run it through different amplification and electrostatic speakers, which you can see through. Electrostatics don't have conventional cones in them. They are a thin mylar sheet. They're not party speakers. They're for listening to, yeah, and patting your beagle. Oh, yeah.
Do you have a beagle?
No, I don't. I have a cardboard cutout. No, I don't. They have a sweet spot about the size of your head. Once you enter that sweet spot of sound, there's nothing in the world like it.
And what is the album you're listening to right now?
Oh, could be anything. As long as it's been really well produced. I listen to a Tacit, who's a freak in Germany who makes records, and he does symphony orchestras and the like, and he'll valve microphone them, valve everything. The thing stays in the analog domain. You cut the record after a year of fiddling with it, and they are magnificent. And I don't particularly like orchestras unless they're live, and these ones cut it. It's an astonishing piece of work that he does.
What about popular music wise? What would you put on just for fun?
Depending if I'm on my own or if the wife's in the room. So
with the wife?
We still like a lot of the old Dire Straits and the like. They're recorded within an inch of their life.
And what about if the wife is not there and it's just you to please yourself?
Oh, I listen to Dead Letter Circus, Ronnie James Dio. Yeah, people like that. A bit of heart to it.